From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host on the main stage at the Proctor's Theater in Schenectady, New York, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, everybody. Great show for you today. Adam Savage of the Mythbusters will be joining us later on. But first, we are really happy to be here in Schenectady, New York, just about 15 miles from the state capital, Albany, New York. But that raises a question. Why are we here rather than in the capital? Because our wives wouldn't let us go there. That's why. We don't know why the governors of New York State do what they do, but compared to Albany, Sodom itself was like a retirement community. You step onto the Capitol Plaza, the next thing you know, you're in a Quality Inn with a $4,000 an hour escort wearing nothing but black dress socks. Boom! So we promise, if you call us up and answer our questions, you will not end up holding a press conference with your unhappy spouse by your side trying not to cry. We think. The number, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT, that's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Sandra Lehman from Lighthouse Point, Florida.
Lighthouse Point, Florida? Mm-hmm. I always ask this about towns with names like yours. Is there a lighthouse and is there a point?
Well, there certainly is a lighthouse, and I think it sits at a point.
Really?
Yeah.
It's been my it's been my experience, and I haven't been everywhere, but there's very few points in Florida. There's no not a lot of point to it. No? Oh. Yes, there is a point?
I think so. But there's definitely a lighthouse.
Okay, that's good.
I've been there.
We'll accept that. Well, welcome to the show, Sandra. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a writer for the Boston Globe and author most recently of Moving the Chains, Tom Brady and the Pursuit of Everything, Mr. Charlie Pierce.
Hi, Charlie. Hi, Sandra.
Next, it's a native of Freeville, New York, the woman behind the syndicated advice column Ask Amy, Ms. Amy Dickinson.
Hi, Amy. Hi, Sandra.
And finally, say hi to a TV personality and the proprietor of the website Morocco180.com, Mr. Morocco.
Hi, Sandra.
Sandra, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Now, I don't know what it was, but this week we just felt a little bit like dancing. So you're going to start us off with a game of Carl Castle's Countdown, in which Carl will play you three songs inspired by the week's news. Your job, figure out the news story behind at least two of them. Do that, you'll win our prize, Carl's voice on your home answering device.
Okay.
Ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Carl, what is the first number?
Peter, it's the showstopper from the musical Dreamgirls, and it was sung by a prominent woman this week.
And I am
boy, that'll stress the seams in the old pantsuit.
It won't. And I do want to point out that when that song is sung in the musical, everybody has already abandoned that character.
Right. That's right.
So who even, after Tuesday's results, told everyone that she was not going yet?
That has to be Hillary Clinton.
It is Hillary Clinton. You know, on medical dramas on TV, there's always that moment where Dr. McDreamy steps back from the patient and pulls down his mask and said, all right, let's call it. Let's call it, meaning, you know, let's mark the time of death. Well, imagine if the patient then sat up and yelled, on to West Virginia! Rumors from the campaign say that her senior advisors are now telling her to find a way to drop out gracefully, all except for her husband, Bill Clinton. Now, as a husband myself, I totally understand this. There are two questions in a marriage to which the answer is always, of course not. The first is, does this make me look fat? And the second is, am I destroying the Democratic Party?
She's tough. Do you think that she's going to become like one of those Japanese soldiers 20 years after World War II?
She'll emerge from a cave in Oregon still campaigning
for caucus votes. Complaining about Michigan and Florida.
Come on, let's put on your pundit hats. What's going to happen? Is she going to withdraw? And if so, how is she going to do it?
Hell no. Obama's going to be in the second year of his first term, and she's going to pop out of a closet. Yeah. I mean, you got to remember, she knows that place. She can be president without him ever knowing.
Carl, what's next on your playlist?
This time it's a touching soul classic that was sung at this week's inauguration of Russian President Dmitry Medvedev.
And darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand by me.
So who will be standing by Mr. Medvedev at all times, whether he likes it or not?
Vladimir Putin.
Exactly right. President Medvedev is a 42-year-old lawyer. He has no real qualifications to be president of Russia, except for two. First, he is extremely close to former President Vladimir Putin. And second, Mr. Putin has not yet chosen to have him killed. Putin named Medvedev to be his successor as president, and Medvedev, appreciative of that favor, immediately named Putin his prime minister as his first act. This means, of course, that Putin's considerable power and political apparatus are behind Medvedev. For example, and this is true, the state-run TV network Russia Today called the new president a, quote, Renaissance man because he likes yoga, the band Deep Purple, and he has a cat.
He's the only Deep Purple fan who does yoga and owns a cat.
Well, maybe that's why.
Or hasn't eaten the cat yet. But, you know what's great, though? When he gave his inaugural address, yeah. Putin stood right next to him drinking a glass of water,
that's
and you
right.
couldn't tell.
It was crazy. He says, I learned this trick from Dick Cheney. It's very tricky. Carl, can you finish up this dance party?
Sure can, Peter. And speaking of dances, this Nick Lowe rocker is what we're sure is going to be played as the first dance at a wedding this weekend.
Oh, I knew the bride when she used to rock and roll.
So what bride who used to rock and roll, not to mention drink while underage, will be getting married this weekend?
Well, I know politics really well, but entertainment. Huh?
Well, there's a well, actually,
this is both.
This is both. There's a political connection, a strong one, a
and
family
it could
connection.
Be very entertaining.
How about Jenna Bush?
How about Jenna Bush? Very
there
good.
We go.
Remember back in the day when the presidential daughter was getting busted for using a fake ID in bars back in Austin? Well, to be fair, the 7 years since have mellowed and matured her, showing that at least this one time, the apple teeny has fallen quite far from the tree. This weekend, she is marrying Henry Hager, himself the son of a senior Republican Party official. This whole thing could be part of a weird experiment in modern conservative eugenics. We'll know if it works if their first child is born and immediately says, heck of a job, mommy. Carl, how did Sandra do in our quiz?
Sandra had 3 correct answers, Peter, so that means she's a winner.
Very well done.
I get married in the morning. Ding dong, the bells are gonna chime. Pull out the stopper. Let's have a whopper and get me